My time is your time.
The Field Test System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
With Slapsy Maxie Rosenblum, Dinah Shore, Charlie Cantor, the Southerners, and Eddie Green.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
We hope you had a happy Independence Day.
Celebrate it in the real American way. Oh, here we go to Rudy's Lodge away up north to see what he's doing there to celebrate the fourth.
Maxie, I'm glad you flew up to the lodge. You're just in time for the night fireworks. Tell me, what did you do in the city all day?
Well, Mr. Valley, I spent all day shooting off firecrackers.
Yes, and I suppose shooting off all those firecrackers reminded you of your childhood.
Sure. When I was but a wee tot, I used to light all the firecrackers for all the other kids on the block.
You lighted all the firecrackers?
Yep. Rosenblum the Punk, I was known as in them days.
I suppose you've spent most of today as you usually spend the fourth, putting firecrackers in empty barrels, throwing firecrackers down manholes.
Mr. Valley, I'll have you know I spent most of the day in a New York public library.
Maxie, forgive me. I've misjudged you. Did you enjoy the library?
Yeah. Them firecrackers sure make a noise in there.
Well, I'm surprised that they didn't forcibly eject you.
Nah, they were too busy throwing me out.
You know, we should all try to make it a safe and sane fourth. Fireworks can be very dangerous.
Sure. I was carrying a lot of fireworks in my coat this morning, and they went off.
I hope you didn't have a rocket in your pocket.
No, but I sure had a racket in my jacket. And you should have seen me putting them Spitfires on a sidewalk and grinding them under my feet.
Isn't it quite a sensation having those things explode beneath your feet?
Yeah, but next time I'll think I'll wear shoes.
Maxie, do you have any idea why everyone shoots off fireworks on the 4th of July?
Oh, I would assume that it was just a common custom handed down from generator to generator.
Yes. But why are the American people happy today? What are they celebrating? Don't you know?
Sure. They got the day off.
Shame on you, shame on you. Haven't you ever heard of the Declaration of Independence? What great event took place in Independence Hall in Philadelphia? What made the people cheer?
They nominated Wilkie.
No. Didn't you go to school at all?
Yes, sir.
Did you study American history?
Yes, sir.
Weren't you fascinated?
Sure, I was fascinated. Once on my arm and once on my leg. Sure.
No, you don't realize what people had to go through before you could celebrate the 4th of July. For instance, the Minutemen.
The Minutemen? What a strange coincidence. Coincidence. Just last night, I dreamed I joined the Minutemen.
Maxie, how could you join the Minutemen?
I dreamed I fought Joe Louis.
Oh, Maxie. Few people realize that besides being the anniversary of our national independence, July the 4th is also the birthday of one of our greatest composers, Stephen Foster. For more than 80 years, his songs have been number one.
80 years? You mean his songs were on a hit parade longer than Fitty Itty Fees and Itty Bitty Poo?
Stephen Foster's melodies are a perennial hit parade, and tonight we're going to dedicate our program to his music.
But, boss, what about your dream? Ain't you going to dream tonight?
Yes, Maxie. I'm going to dream about the girl that Stephen Foster dreamed about. Her name was Jane, but he called her Jeannie. And he loved her very much.
I dream of Jeannie with a light brown hair, born like a vapor on the summer air. I see her tripping where the bright streams play, happy as the daisies that dance on her way. Many were the wild notes her merry voice would pour, many were the blithe birds that warbled them more. Oh, I dream on the soft summer air.
Stephen? Stephen?
Yes, Jeannie?
Why don't you put your music away for tonight and drive me into town to the dressmaker's? She's ready to fit my new crinoline.
No, not tonight, Jeannie. I must complete this first draft of Old Uncle Tom. And by the way, I think I may change the title of my old Kentucky home. The song seems to have more spirit that way.
It's funny, Stephen. You're so busy writing songs about your home that you don't do any living in it. Must you finish that song tonight?
You shouldn't be so jealous of my music, Jeannie. One day you'll realize that you are my music. For you are the only lyric that I'll ever have in my song of love.
Perhaps I should be more patient. But you aren't fooling me, Stephen Foster. I happen to know that you're spending a lot of time thinking about another girl, because I saw her name on some of your papers.
Jeannie, what are you talking about?
Well, I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I had thought I saw Susanna come a-running down the hill. The buckwheat cake was in her mouth. The tear was in her eye. I said, I'm coming from the south. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. 'Cause I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Yes, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I'm a-gwine to Louisiana, my true love for to see. Rained all night the day I left, the weather it was dry. The sun so hot I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. 'Cause I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
We're up to our tribute to Stephen Foster to pay tribute to a modern masterpiece. It's a new creation of Seal Test member companies, and its name is Lime Glow Sherbet. Imagine the tart, tangy flavor of big, juicy limes blended with the mellow sweetness of golden, sun-ripened pineapple. Never was there such a cooling, refreshing, hot-weather treat. Enjoy this thrilling new lime pineapple sherbet as an afternoon refreshment. Serve it to start a dinner or as a light and luscious dessert. And for a real adventure in drinks, ask at your favorite fountain for a tall, frosty Lime Glow soda. And remember this, Seal Test supervised Lime Glow Sherbet is sold only at stores and fountains displaying the red and white Seal Test symbol. That symbol is your assurance of quality and purity. It tells you that men in white of the Seal Test laboratory system have inspected all ingredients and every step in the making of Seal Test supervised ice cream. And may I suggest, too, that you look for the Seal Test symbol when you buy milk and other dairy products. We'll tell you shortly where to buy them in your community. Now back to the home of Stephen Foster in Old Kentucky in the year 1853.
Excuse me, Mr. Stephen. There's a gentleman here in the parlor come all the way from New York for to see you, sir. Mr. E.P. Christie, sir.
That's me, E.P. Christie, producer of the original, one and only, celebrated and far-famed Christie Minstrels.
Oh, yes, the famous Ethiopian show.
Yes, we've heard a couple of your songs, Foster, and they're right pretty. We kind of figure you could write a song that might fit right into one of our minstrel scenes.
Perhaps I could. What's the nature of the scene?
Well, I happen to have a copy of it right here. Maybe we'd just run it through together and you'd get the general idea. Now, this takes place down yonder at the Camptown racetrack. Two colored boys, Tambo and Linoleum, meet at the racetrack, and Linoleum says,
hello there, Tambo.
Go ahead. The next line is yours.
Oh. Why, hello, Linoleum.
Dialect.
Oh.
Hello, Linoleum. That's a sure funny name. How come they called you Linoleum? Well, 'cause every time I fight with my wife, she walks all over me.
Great day in the mountains.
Yeah.
Linoleum, every time I see you at the Camptown racetrack, you was wearing the same shirt.
Yeah.
Why don't you change your shirt?
It ain't wore out yet.
Well, how long do you wear a shirt?
Down to down.
I suppose you down here at the Camptown Racetrack to betting on the houses.
Well, I was betting on a horse today that just can't lose. He's starting at 20 to 1.
Why can't he lose?
Well, the horse is starting at 20 to 1, and the race don't start till 1.
Yuck. Well, don't tell me about none of your horses. I bet on the last horse you gave me, and he ran last.
Last? Doggone, that horse could have won that race running backwards.
Oh, no. He tried that.
Cool.
By the way, whatever happened to that horse you was taking off for Colonel Roy McKee?
She can't run no more. She got too thin.
How come she got too thin?
Well, you see, it's like this. Every morning, the colonel gives me a quarter, and I toss up the quarter to see whether the horse gets her oats or I gets my pork chop.
Why is the horse so thin?
She just don't know heads from tails, that's all.
Well, great day in the mountain.
Yeah, that's what I say.
You betting on the houses today?
No, sir, I ain't betting no more. I lost my role in a very unfortunate crap game with Clem Gibson. That's the meanest man in town.
What happened?
Well, I put my whole fortune on the first roll. He flips up them cubes, and up he comes with an Ethiopian 7.
An Ethiopian 7? What's that?
2 threes and a razor. Doggone, he sure was sharp. Yes, sir, now that's the way our stage act finished. Now, Mr. Foster, if you could just compose the right kind of a song. Two threes and a razor.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a new song by a young composer you'll be hearing a lot about. The Southern Airs singing Stephen Foster's Camptown Racing.
Camptown ladies sing this song, do-da, do-da. Camptown racetrack's 5 miles long, oh, do-da day. I go down there with my hat keyed in, do-da, do-da. I come back home with a pocket full of tin, oh, do-da day.
Oh, I'm going to run all night, I'm going to run all day.
I bet my money on the bottom nag, somebody bet on the bay.
Oh, I'm
going to run all night, I'm going to run all day. I bet my money on the bottom nag, somebody bet on the bay.
Oh, Stevie, darling, I'm so happy for you. I'm so glad.
But you're crying, Jeannie.
Well, sometimes that's the way a woman shows she's glad. Oh, I'm going to miss you, Stevie, honey.
I shan't be gone for long, Jeannie. If Mr. Christie is right, my songs will make us a heap of money. When I come back to Kentucky, perhaps we'll be so well off that I can quit my bookkeeping job. Then I'll just make love to you and write my songs. In that order.
Baby Marion and I will really get lonesome for you, Stevie.
And I for you. It's a pretty picture I take with me. And I'll never lose sight of it. As long as I live. The sun shines bright in my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the darkies are gay. Oh, the corn tops ripe and the meadows in the bloom. While the birds make music all the day. The young folks roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy and bright. By and by, hard times, comes a knocking at the door. Then my old Kentucky home, good night. Sing one song for my old Kentucky home. For the old Kentucky home. For
but your carpet bag is all packed and the mule is hitched.
Thank you, Uncle Joe.
Come, Stephen. Kiss the baby goodbye. She's been waiting up for you. We'll be ready directly, Uncle Joe.
Yes, I reckon I better spot the mess of them chitlins a man isn't towed them out to the buggy. Ain't no telling what kind of vittles them white folks in New York will be stuffing down his gullet. Doggone if I know why Mr. Stephen leaving Kentucky anyway. He's turning his face right smack on the lap of luxury. Of course, you can't ever tell about that lap of luxury. All luxury got to do is stand up and there ain't no lap. New York. Cousin Oleander, that's the one that's been stevedoring in Cairo. He say that New York am only a broad spot in the road. He been there. You know. He say they got rich folks out there that live way up on the top of big high cabins and what they call the penthouses. Yeah. Folks is lucky enough to have a roof over their head. I don't know why they want one under their feet. Cousin Oleander, he say that New York is way off up that way, and they got a million people there. Doggone, I can't understand why so many people want to live so far away. Bombadil. I sure hate to see Mr. Stephen go. Wish I could afford to buy him a gwine away present. But money is the one most thing I has got everything else except him. In fact, I was busted. Now, right now, I was just 25 cents short of having a dime. Cousin Oleander say that folks got an awful lot of gold in New York. So much gold they don't know what to do with it. Some of them even stuff it in their teeth. Mm. Get powerful cold there in the wintertime, too. Cotton and fall right down out the sky. Ice cold cotton. Woo. Then it melts away. That sure must fool them bold weevils.
All ready, Uncle Joe.
Yes, sir.
Never mind. I'll carry the bag. It's pretty heavy.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Uncle Joe, by the time I return, you may not belong to us anymore.
Sir?
Before long now, it looks as though all the colored folks will be free.
Oh, that's bad, Mr. Stephen. That's bad.
Bad? To be free?
Yes, sir. You see, something tell me we going to get freed out of just as much as we going to get freed into. But it don't matter much no-wise, Mr. Stephen, because I reckon by the time you would come back home, old Black Joe going to be dead and gone and forgotten.
Forgotten? No one who is kind enough to remember Stephen Foster will ever forget you, Uncle Joe. For one of these fine days, I'm going to put you into a song. Before the autumn leaves turn sere, that very year, up and down the whole plantation, northward, westward, through the nation, banjos rang and minstrels sang, Old Black Joe, Old Black Joe.
lot of people are waiting to hear where they can buy that lime glow sherbet.
We'll tell them right now. Here we go to all those communities where sealed test supervised ice cream and milk are sold. Ready?
Okay, Rudy Valley. In New York City and suburbs, the sealed test supervised milk is Sheffield Farm. The ice cream is Hydrox. In Staten Island, the ice cream is Castle. In New Jersey, it's Castles and Moglia. Dealers carrying sealed test supervised ice cream are featuring that thrilling lime glow sherbet all during July. And what a surprise you're in for when you taste that first spoonful. When the tart sweetness of ripe pineapple and juicy limes reaches your palate. When that cool, smooth sherbet melts in your mouth. Send around to your Hydrox, Castles, or Moglia dealer right now, right after our show. Ask for Lime Glow, the sealed test supervised lime pineapple sherbet. Sheffield Farms Company suggests you try Select homogenized milk, containing 400 added units of vitamin D. It's sealed test supervised. But now back to the story of Stephen Foster.
I'm using the River Peedy now, but I don't like the sound of it. Way down upon the Peedy River. See, it doesn't ring. It's too harsh and unmusical.
Wait, I'll get my atlas down off the shelf. A river. Two syllables. Let's see. You couldn't use a nice ocean, could you?
No. Must be a river.
Mm-hmm.
Southern, if possible. A river with a name that sounds like a river.
Well, let's see. Most of these in the Atlas are longer than two syllables. Missouri, Monongahela, Susquehanna, Suwannee, Yazoo.
What is that last one, the one before Yazoo?
Suwannee. It's in Florida.
That's a beautiful name, Suwannee.
Yes, but it has three syllables. It's too long.
That's all right. We'll take out a syllable. From now on, that's the Suwannee River.
One by one, the songs of Stephen Foster swept the nation. There was Old Dog Tray. Come where my love lies dreaming. Then and the never forgotten melody.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me.
Then in October 1851, the crowning achievement of them all, the old folks at home, the epic of the Suwannee River, the song of the people. Urchins in the street whistled it, rocking chairs swayed to it. Suwannee River became the ballad of all America. Way down in Kentucky, Stephen's beloved wife, Jeannie, crooned it as a lullaby to baby Marion. Crooned her Stephen's greatest masterpiece. But she learned it from a copy of the sheet music and not from her husband's lips. For Stephen was gone, never to return.
Way down upon the Suwannee River.
On January 13, 1864, Stephen Foster passed away at Bellevue Hospital in New York. In one of his pockets was a small leather purse containing 38 cents and a tiny fragment of brown wrapping paper, upon which was scrawled this phrase, "Dear friends and gentle hearts." This is the song that Stephen Foster carried to his grave. That was his unfinished business. Tonight, as our tribute to Stephen Foster on the 114th anniversary of his birth, we humbly present the song that lost its race with death. "Dear friends and gentle hearts," as Stephen Foster might have composed it had he lived. Dear friends and gentle hearts, I bid thee fond adieu. Chores are done, race is run, work of day is through. Faded are the flowers fair, where memory's garden grew. Dear friends and gentle hearts, I bid thee fond adieu.
Many were the songs we sang,
and the sweet goodbyes we knew.
Dear friends and gentle hearts, I bid thee fond adieu.
To be with us next Thursday when Milton Berle and Mary Jane Walsh join Rudy Valley in the story of that great engineer, Casey Jones.
Casey Jones! Hey!
Hey! Steel Test and its member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Product Corporation.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.